I'm now here joined by another incredibly interesting person. We've got old mate Witty Donna on the line, Bianca from Witty Donna. How are we doing?
Morena, I'm good. I'm good this morning. How are you?
Awesome. Very, very good. How's the weather up in Pointeke? Pretty chill? Looks pretty sunny.
It's beautiful today. The sun is really streaming in through my window. It might be causing a little bit of issue. It's directly in my eyes, but that's okay. That's great. I'd rather it be, you know, here than not at all.
I think it suits your orange cardigan. Is that cardigan? Jumper? That's great.
Yeah.
So with this new track, one of the immediate things I noticed is that we are exiting your floral / plant era and entering your fire era. What do you think it is about fire that symbolizes this big change in your sound?
When I think about the new Witty Donna sound, the rock music sound, the first thing that comes to my mind is indeed flames. I quite often, like, I've been thinking a lot about, like, hellscapes. I've got some other stuff that we've been working on with, like, what is the new world, like, Witty Donna world look like? There's flames, there's lava, there's rocks. That's what I think about.
Some pitchforks in the mix.
I don't know about
really,
the talks.
Really hell with it. So you reckon, like, you'd be a firebender at this point in time, going from earthbender to firebender?
Yeah, that's like the perfect way of thinking about it. I actually, when we're doing the music video, filming the music video, I wanted a flamethrower. That was what I envisioned originally, was just like me and a flamethrower, like throwing flames around, being the firebender basically. Mm. But it's really hard to get those.
I'm not surprised.
Apparently they don't just give those out to people willy-nilly, so we ended up with the fire cannon, which was also great.
Yeah, it is awesome. My dad works as a contractor, and back in the day, they had a flamethrower at their, like, workshop, just as, like, a waste disposal thing, so he's used a flamethrower before. It's very epic stuff. They used to be pretty common, I think, but nowadays, yeah, it does take a lot to get a flamethrower. The video does utilize a flame cannon, as you mentioned. How do you guys arrange to get one of those?
I posted on my Instagram story being like, does anyone have a flamethrower? Does anyone know how I can get a flamethrower? And my friend Seb from high school, he was like, actually, I might be able to get my hands on one. Turns out he couldn't. He could get his hands on a fire cannon. So he is a fantastic lighting engineer, lighting tech. And so he has done some work at, like, stadiums and stuff. So he had access to one of the fire cannons that, you know, they have when the Phoenix are playing and they get the goal and it's like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, we just hired one of those and we were like, yep, that's all we need for this music video. Just flames.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Well, I noticed that the flame cannon was poised very vertically throughout the video. Was there ever a point where you experimented with it horizontally or diagonally, or was that like a safety concern?
No. We did take safety precautions when filming the video. It has to be positioned in a certain way, and then also we weren't allowed to, like, operate it above a certain wind speed, and obviously Wellington is quite known for its wind, so there were a couple of moments where it was a little bit touch and go, where instead of the fire shooting up vertically, it maybe looked like it was going horizontally, which you can't. We were on a beach. We had to be very respectful of the land.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of moments where we had to be like, okay, we're going to pause now. And I think the final shot, it actually ended up being quite a quiet day. And then the final, like, last 10 minutes, the wind started picking up. And we're like, okay, it's time to call it. Mm-hmm. No more fire.
Let's not get carried away here. The track itself features these, I guess, massive attack, like, drum machine percussions. And almost, I don't want you to take this as an insult, but I feel like I get to detect, like, some nu metal or, like, Korn-esque guitar twangs in the background.
Yeah.
Were those active influences here, or are they just spitballing?
No, the brief, the active influences were, like, it's so funny because I had just been listening consistently to, like, Dry Cleaning and Black Country New Road and Fontaine's DC, and it was just like we wanted to know how far we could push. Like, we're gonna do a rock record, we're gonna make some rock music songs, and we sort of just you know, had free will with how far we wanted to take that. I don't think we took it too far, though. It just brings me so much joy having all of those, like, almost new metal sounds in it a little bit. It's just fun.
It is incredible stuff. It's very incredible. In a previous interview, you've spoken about how music is a way for you to process a feeling. What feeling were you processing with this song? Was the feeling just rock? Was it?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if the feeling was just rock music. But no, I actually wrote the song at a time where I had just come off of... I work in a lot of festivals and events, and I'd just come off a bunch of events, and I was like, I need to take like 6 weeks to just not do anything but maybe write some music. Feeling like I had been stuck in this little bit of a like tunnel vision trance where you're always working towards the next thing, and you have all of these goals that you want to achieve, but if you ever actually achieve those goals, you've sort of lost yourself along the way, or haven't experienced joy and like the nice moments in life, and sort of playing on that feeling of like, oh, actually, if I don't slow down, I am never gonna actually achieve what I want to. Yeah,
I remember seeing in that interview you said very similar sentiments about slowing down, prioritizing quality over quantity. And when you're in that kind of like ice, because I've also heard that you tend to hunker down when you do songwriting. When you're in that mode, are you in a total vacuum and don't take inspiration from any other tunes, or are you also listening to other music at that time?
I like to listen to other music. I feel very inspired by, you know, music that I resonate with, and music that I often find that like other people's releases or other music is often what will get me to that place of wanting to go back to songwriting, is where I hear particular sounds that in a song that I want to explore further, or if I hear, you know, someone speak about something in a way that I resonate with, that's sort of what pulls me back into the space of like, oh, I have the passion and desire to write music again. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do think other music can play a big influence in that.
Awesome. Regarding your 2024 calendar, have we got more singles on the way? Got an EP or anything in the mix?
Yes, we definitely have more singles on the way. We do have an EP. We do have an EP in the mix. Yes to all of those things.
Sick.
We even have a tour in the mix too. So more things are definitely to come at the moment.
Cool. Does this tour include Otipoti Dunedin?
It does.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Will.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely have a wee catch up when that comes to fruition. But yeah, for now, thank you very much for coming on the show today and talking all about the single and all the other stuff. It's great.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. My pleasure. That was old mate Bianca Bailey from Witty Donna coming on to talk about that new track, The Gold, which you can find on streaming platforms as of today. Excellent stuff there. We're going to get straight to that song. It's 9:40 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast Show on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Quick reminder, if you want to enter the draw to win Pretty Dumb's Dumb Show on cassette, all you got to do is text in to 0212 Radio 1. Let me know what you think is the best way to listen to music, and you are in the draw to win that cassette. Here is Witty Donna with The Gold. Coming up at 10, we've got Pretty Dumb. We've also got a friend of the show, Ruby Jenkins, coming on for a wee chat. Or for a co-host, actually. It's going to be excellent. Anyway, here is Witty Donna with The Gold. Love ya. See ya. Ka kite.
FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.